This is the summer to expand your horizons. It's time to explore. But before you set foot out the door, set foot in the ultimate travel shoes from Allbirds, like the breathable, silky smooth Tree Dasher, the responsive foam and extra grip of the Tree Runner, or the classic low-top look of the Tree Piper. Allbirds has a lightweight, ultra-packable shoe ready for whatever adventures you have planned. Boarding pass? Check. Passport? Check. The perfect travel shoe? Check. Find your perfect pair at Allbirds.com. That's Allbirds.com.
Rising in the rising sun, the land of bamboo, Tengu and Gundam. Like, yo, can't believe I finally made it. Matsuri celebrated Golden Week, hold it down with my cho.
いいよ、皆さん、マンガ先生ポッドキャストへウェルカムです。こちらはジョン先生でございます。よろしくお願いします。今日のテーマは、毎日と同じ、毎日じゃなくて、今週のテーマは、時間です。time です。Hey everybody, welcome to the マンガ先生ポッドキャスト。I'm your host, ジョン先生。We're continuing to talk about time, and today we're talking about hours. Now, if you would like to see the cheat sheet,that I have on this, make sure to check it out at manga-sensei.com/blog or in any of the show notes down below. Also, if you'd like to look at a comic that talks about this very, very topic here, make sure to check that out at manga-sensei.com/comic, where every single week we have a comic come out that breaks down Japanese grammar. It also has vocabulary words, and you can read the entire comic, no matter what your level, in Japanese. You can also read two more extra comics a week for $3.99 a month. It is something that very much does help us, keeps us supporting, and keeps us making all this other content free. Now, let's get on to the topic for the day. Now, today is not nearly as complicated as yesterday. Yesterday is just one of those things that everyone forgets every once in a while. Like, I'm not kidding. I've known people who spoke in Japanese for 20 plus years, and sometimes they'll just forget what way to put the fun or the pun or the boon or the whichever word we're using on that day. And so it's a great opportunity for people to actually, you know, practice that particular part of Japanese. And I really enjoy that. So today we're talking about something similar, and we're talking about the exceptions with time in it when it comes to hours. Now, this gets some people confused, and so I wanted to make sure it doesn't get confused. You see, there are only three major ways to use the three major exceptions, I should say. There are three major exceptions. And the first exception is the word four, seven, and then nine. Now, this is because in Japanese there are two different ways of counting. And the one is for the Sino-Japanese way, which came from China, and the other one is the native Japanese way. And so some people get confused which number system they're supposed to be using. In this case, we're going to use the Sino-Japanese way, because we're putting different kanji together. 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 hour, 1 ji, 2 ji, 3 ji. And so the first meaning the time or the hour mark, and the second one being the hour itself. That's why we have 1 ji, 2 ji, and 3 ji. However, the sounds have changed over time, and so the sounds for 4, 7, and 9 have slightly adjusted. Let's look at those. So the way I remember this is, honestly, a lot of it's memorization, and the second one is going over all the time. But yoji is the first one. 4 o'clock, instead of yonji or shiji, it's yoji. And this is because the sound one, sound shi, sounds like death. And so yoji, and now it's not a long yo. This is a short yo, yoji. Now, after that, we get seven. And seven, there are two ways to say seven. There's one that is nana, and the other one is shichi. Now, shichi and nana are both appropriate in this way. But in this case, we're going to use shichi as it's more common. Nanaji is said in many parts of Japan, however, but shichiji is more common. Shichiji, shichiji. And then seven is that one. And then we have nine, which is kuji, not kyuji. Kuji, and so this accent here is very important. Kuji instead of kyuji. Now this gets confused because the time for minute is q instead of ku, and that's why these are the important exceptions to pay attention to. Now, how do you remember this? The first one, yo, can you remember as you? Shi is a common way to end an adjective, and ku is making it into an adverb. So yoshiku would be, it's you're doing you. I don't know. It sounds like a silly way, but that's one of the ways I remember yoshiku, yoshiku, yoji, shichiji, kuji is a silly way to remember it. Or you can do another way when you look at it. You can say yoshi, kuchi, which is yo is the four and the shichi is the seven, and the kuchi is means mouth. It means a good mouth. Yoshi kuchi. It sounds really dumb, but it's an easy way to remember. Yoshi, shichiji, kuji are the three major exceptions when you use this. Now, you remember, these are telling you the hour and not the time period, okay? That's an important mark. But I am out of time. I'll catch you tomorrow. Remember to make some mistakes. Until then, Jane. Gotta punch in, get to work, see me my sand. Chotto mate, kudasai, nanpa shita koto nai kedo, anata mecha kawaii. Hontoni, hontoni, I stay facts. Uchi ni, I like that.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.